Accidentally watching the budget on Wednesday, I found myself wondering if the jeering and cheering crowds of politicians might offer some insight into understanding Palm and Passion Sunday. The cheering of each of George Osborne's revelations perhaps captured some of the frenzy and excitement of the crowds in Jerusalem as Jesus rode upon a donkey. The jeering of the opposition benches offering insight into the undercurrent of disharmony in the crowds around. The onlooking Pharisees, chief priests and scribes, the troubled Romans, pick your party to assign the name, all uncertain at the travelling words. Were there good things to hear? What opposition would they need to offer? No matter whether it's budget day or not, watching the debates in the Houses of Parliament often seems to carry some of the elements of a noisy temple, trading over people's lives, sometimes forgetting the purpose of ensuring fairness for all. Now, please don't think I'm trying to cast George Osborne as a new Messiah. If you know me well enough, you know that won't be happening. Instead, hopefully, we're opening a door to the potential of the presence of Christ riding through the politics and injustices of our time. On Friday evening, I, like others, was surprised by the news that Ian Duncan Smith had resigned. I had briefly enjoyed the Twitter comment, which referred to as the Ides of March. I briefly even thought, well done him, for recognising the injustices of the budget and having the guts to divorce himself from the policies. By Saturday morning, the cynicism of the media was suggesting that there was more to the resignation than a call for justice for some of the most vulnerable people in the country. Now we wait to see how the story plays out. Or should we? Is this a case of smoke and mirrors diverting our attention from thinking about investing energies in people? What's fascinating about Luke's gospel, right through to the end, is the amount of detail Luke gives to people. Luke tells us people's names, describes the kind of people they are, or the group of people to which they belong. Using that kind of information is important. It sets the scene through the characters, through the people. It brings them to life. It allows us to think we know them. And if we don't know these particular people, then we probably know people just like them. Today, we will only hear four short passages from the Passion narrative within the Gospel of Luke. But across the Gospel, the four chapters that will take us from the Palm Sunday to the crucifixion have us encounter a whole host of people. The disciples, the Pharisees, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, the Sadducees, a widow, Judas, Peter and John, the servant of the high priest, the temple guard, the elders, a servant girl, the soldiers, the council of elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, Pilate, Herod, Barabbas, Simon of Cyrene, women, criminals. The tension builds through the meeting of people and the part they play in the story. Some tell of the opposition to Jesus. Others tell of the continuing support. Some allow new insights into who Jesus is. Others pour scorn and mock with misunderstanding. All of them allow us to encounter something of ourselves. All of them offer an opportunity to recognize the characteristics of humanity that we might meet in others. In the particular passages we hear this morning, our focus is taken to Herod and Pilate. Both are known for their cruelty, and both are seen as puppet rulers, who in turn play puppet master over those they govern. Pilate represents the rule of Rome placed in Jerusalem by Caesar to ensure that the land belongs to Rome. Herod represents the rule of Israel, but he's not a Jew, and the people live in fear of the cruelty of his family. While Herod and Pilate toss Jesus between them, they do not recognize the presence of God, the presence of the Eternal, who holds the care of all creation. For them, holding power is to control the lives of others and choose the death of one. For the Eternal, shown in the life of Jesus, holding power is to have control of all of life and to choose life for all. These names we hear smattered through the gospel remind us that Jesus is interested in people. The King of all of life is interested in the sometimes seemingly insignificant details of the individual, because they bring the colour, the vibrancy, and the contrast to the whole of life. In the ride into Jerusalem, in the pilgrimage to and through Holy Week, in the walk to the cross, Jesus points to people and their stories and says that they matter. In our ride into Jerusalem, on our pilgrimage through Holy Week and into life, in our passage beyond the cross, Jesus invites us to name those who hold the power that degrades and undervalues humanity. And instead, we're to tell the stories of the eternal power that speaks of the presence of God in our time and in our lives, and the potential of transformation that it can bring. In our walk through Holy Week, who will be the Herod and the Pilate of this time? Who do we notice tossing the values of the eternal aside, so that their status might be raised? Where will we find signs of the eternal that remind us that all of life is precious? Amen.